Why does he let bad things happen?
The globe.
Like,
yeah, literally. Okay, let's do my story. What's not my story? Yeah. What is a metaphor, Jose? Marlon?
Like, we would have never existed.
He is going to wait until the last person is able to make the decision whether to follow him or not.
3, 2, 1.
Looks like evil is just winning. But Jesus said, just wait until the harvest. Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
And I'm Jose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. What are you doing? Do you not know your little clickers there?
I did. It's just kind of far away. Continue.
Hey, you got your name. I'm proud of you.
I know that one.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, let me ask you a question. Have you ever looked at the world and wondered, why doesn't God just get rid of evil people? Like, yeah. Why does he let bad things happen? Have you ever wondered that?
Yeah. I think everybody has. You know, like, why? Yeah, why is there bad people?
Yeah, and like, why is there so much suffering in the world? Well, let's talk about it. But let me tell you a story real quick, okay? This story is based on Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, but I'm going to paraphrase for you. Okay, so once upon a time, there was this man, and this man owned a field. And so this man, I would say he would be rich, and he says, okay, you know how I'm going to profit from this land or something? I'm going to plant some wheat, some food. Food, okay.
Bread,
there you go.
Bread.
And he said, and I'm going to plant the good seeds. So he goes out there, and he plants them, and he's ready, and he leaves everything. He leaves the field in his workers' hands. But guess what happened?
What had happened was
that his workers decided to fall asleep.
It's crazy that they needed sleep.
Literally. Well, you need to be aware. Okay, listen to my story. Well, it's not my story. The workers fall asleep, and here comes their enemy. Like, imagine a different farmer that basically is saying, I'm going to ruin what they just planted. And he goes in and plants in some weeds. So bad things, things that you don't want, things that are probably going to destroy or kill the good seeds. And then time passes by, things start sprouting, and then the workers say, hey, they go to the owner, hey, didn't you say, okay, the name is like the master, didn't you say that you planted good seeds, but we see weeds there. Do you just want us to, like, take them out? And the master goes, hey, no. Don't take them out, because if you take them out, you might also be taking the good seed that I had planted. So leave it there. We're going to let it grow. And then in the future, when they're ready to be harvested, like when they're ready, you pull out the weeds. Pull them out. Yeah. The things that we don't want. And you bundle them, tie them together, and toss them in the fire. That's literally what he says. And then grab the wheat, the good fruit.
The good bread.
And put it in my barn. And we're going to protect it there. And we're going to do what it needs to happen there. What are you laughing about? This is a dang good story.
This is a good story.
I'm just laughing at the ad-libs in the back. The good bread.
Hey, he's giving, I'm paying attention to the story. And Jose is, I'm enjoying the story right here. So, okay, that's a lot of things. There were so many characters and so many. It's a metaphor, people. If you go to English class, you know what a metaphor is. What is a metaphor, Jose? Marlon? A metaphor is a story that is representing something else.
Exactly.
So it's time for us to explain this story. Okay, guys, scroll on your computers and you're going to help me out. The explanation is also found on Matthew 13, but the verses are 37 to 39. Okay, so what does the man that sows the good seed represent?
The son of man.
The son of man. Who is that?
Jesus.
Jesus. Okay, Jose, what does the field represent?
The world.
The world that we live in, yes.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah, not us. The world that we live in.
The globe.
Yeah.
Yeah, the globe.
What does the good seed represent?
The children of God. The kingdom.
The children of the kingdom. Stick to what the Bible says, Marlon. You got it.
Children of the kingdom. Yeah.
And then what do the weeds represent?
The children of the evil one.
Okay. And what does the enemy, who does the enemy represent?
The devil.
The devil. And then the harvest. What does the harvest represent?
The end of age.
The end of age.
Exactly. And then the harvesters are the angels. Mm. Okay. So how does this story apply to us?
Mm-hmm.
How would we say? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we live in a world. If you just look around, there's good people and bad people, right? Jose, look at the other side. And the other side. There you go. Yeah, you can even look upstairs and downstairs. I don't know. There is going to be good and bad. And in this story, Jesus says, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those two will coexist. They will be living together.
Yeah.
But then the angels, the workers, they were like saying, but wait, why? Just take them out. Separate them right there.
Right now.
Before they even continue growing. And what did Jesus say? Well, yeah, here in the story. What did Jesus say?
Un momento.
Un momento. No.
No.
Why?
Because it wasn't time for a harvest.
It wasn't time for the harvest.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't
so,
time.
Let's apply it to today.
Yeah.
If Jesus were to come, I don't know when he's coming. Nobody knows when he's coming. Mm-hmm. Only he knows.
Flash the cameras with white light.
Yeah, literally. Jesus just shows up and he's like, just says, okay, the good come here and the bad come here. What about those people that haven't heard yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what is going on? Jesus is showing that he is merciful. Mm-hmm. What does merciful mean?
He'd be showing that mercy.
Yeah, what does mercy mean?
He'd be showing that compassion. Love to people don't deserve it.
There you go. Exactly. So Jesus says, I'm supposed to be doing this to these people, but because I love them, I'm not going to do it. I'm giving them an opportunity here.
Yeah.
Imagine if all the, like, if I'm being honest, I'm not good.
Oh, yeah.
And imagine if I hadn't been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, I would have been pulled out if we wanted it the way it was.
Yeah.
Like if they just say, okay, let's get out all the bad people out. Boom.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't made the decision to follow Jesus, I would have been pulled out. I would have been like lost.
Yeah.
Like, oh, bad luck. Like, too bad for you. You don't get to. But Jesus is literally giving us time. Time for what?
To repent. Yeah, because, I mean, like, kind of like what we're discussing, guys, like, okay, if we say this, how, does this make sense? Because we want to make sure what we say out here makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, it was a valid point that the people were like, okay, Jesus, you're here right now in this world. You see that there's clearly bad people. In that time would be like, what, the Roman Empire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, those bad people. Why don't you just go ahead and
Get rid of them.
Like, okay, separate those who have been faithful, those who love you, Lord, and separate us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he does that. Well, one, we know it wasn't time for a harvest. It wasn't his time. And let's say he did, then we wouldn't be here right now. Like, we would have never existed.
Literally.
Right? We would have never, you know, had what we have today.
Mm-hmm. And there's people right now that they still haven't heard who Jesus is and what he has done. So Jesus is literally saying, it's not time yet, people. I love everyone so much. Just be patient. There will come a day of harvest.
Yeah.
And that's when all of this will be over. But be patient. It's not time yet. Jose, could you read? It says 2 Peter 3-9. I'm highlighting it right now.
There you go. It says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but it is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Shut up. Good.
Like, it, just imagine, there's people that you and your standards would consider good people, but mm-hmm. they still haven't heard who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Those people would perish. Mm-hmm. Jesus doesn't want that. Jesus doesn't want anyone to suffer. He is going to wait until the last person is able to make the decision whether to follow him or not. Mm-hmm. He is waiting for that day.
Yeah.
That day is called the day of harvest. And what will happen there?
That those who believe in him, those who are the children of the kingdom, will go with him. And those who not, they'll perish.
They will perish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing here is that God doesn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you. He wants you to call him Father. He wants you to go to him when you're struggling. He wants you to just be honest. And every time that you mess up, that you don't run and hide and feel so guilty. He wants you to come and ask for forgiveness. And he will restore you. He will, if you believe in him, he has redeemed you. It doesn't mean that you are going to be perfect. There's always times for you to mess up. I've messed up several times ever since I decided to make Jesus my Lord. But I will never be taken away from his hands. I will forever be his. I belong to him. I am his daughter. And he wants you to be his son or his daughter forever. So,
amen.
What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to become his? Just make a prayer. Basically, say with your mouth, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that God is the creator of the universe and that he loved me so much that he sent his only son to this earth, who lived a perfect life, to die on the cross for something I did, because he never messed up. But whenever he died for all of the sins of all humanity, death could not hold him because he was paying for something he didn't do. So he rose on the third day, and people saw who he was. People saw that he is the answer, that he's the way, the truth, and the life, and that he is the only way that we have the opportunity, the privilege to spend eternity with God. Where God is, that means there's peace, there's love, there's forgiveness. Where God is not, where the devil is, the enemy, there's destruction, there's pain, there's torture. And we want you to celebrate with us on the day of harvest. We want to call you brother and sister. So today is the day that we're telling you, will you make that decision to make Jesus your Lord and Savior? We love you so, so much. And we want to keep having conversations in where we get to know a little bit more about Jesus every day and where we apply what he teaches us.
Yeah.
So where can they find us on Fridays? Oh,
capital ADW. Podcast.
ADAW.
ADAW.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Perfect.
Another day, yes. Another way.
Another day, another way. And if you want to know more about who Jesus is, where can them find... Sorry. If they want to know more about who Jesus is and how he has transformed many people's lives, where can they continue to learn more about this, Marlon?
Follow at lifeword.org.
Follow.lifeword.org. Perfect. We will see you next Friday at 10
yes.
p.m.
Yes. Yes.
Bye-bye.